Episode 1028, Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is Confession Day, and whew, I'm so glad it's Confession Day because kids say the darndest things. Oh, it's going to be a fun one. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I hope you've had a wonderful week. I bet it's been a little bit crazy. We are really starting to get a little bit chilly here, and I like it because I love winter. I get to pile on those extra layers of clothing and wear my big puffy stuff of everything. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, I want my warmth. So I hope your heart is filled with warmth today and joy. It's Friday. It's the weekend, something to look forward to. And guess what? It's Confession Day. So we're going to let it all hang out. You know, some days kids say the darndest things, and it really can surprise you. Tis the season for parent-teacher conferences. Who likes them anyway? The kids wonder, what secrets are going to be shared with, you know, their parents when you walk in and they're like, oh, okay, it's time to spill the beans. Well, off I went yesterday to my youngest teacher conference, his conference, and all was good. No big deal. Nothing earth-shattering. We actually just talked about the up-and-coming move that we'll be taking here soon now that we've sold the house and et cetera and all that stuff. And, of course, you'll hear plenty of episodes in regarding all of that craziness. But so we get home, and it's time for homework. And I'm helping him study for a test. And the focus really is to use the vocabulary words in a standard sentence. So these vocabulary words, it's through the literacy class. And it's not just from what they read in their book, but they want to be able to apply them to real life. So they're discussing this whole, all these different vocabulary words in class and coming up with these sentences. So I'm reviewing them with him. And so we're studying and I read this sentence and it has the word it in it. And the word it isn't a problem. It's not a big deal. But when you read the sentence, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. There was something missing. So the long story short of it, he tells me that it is not just the word, I-T, it's actually the movie title. And I'm like, oh, the movie. Okay, I just want you to know, I have not seen the movie, so do not ask me for a review. I've seen just a couple commercials, but I turn them as fast as I can because I don't want to watch them. I have the stuff in my brain that if scary things get in, it doesn't go away. So I just don't watch the stuff. Well, anyway, so I asked him, I said, well, have you watched it? Because he's had a couple sleepovers and they've gone to movies together. And usually he's really, really good about saying, Mom, we're going to go and we're going to watch this movie, et cetera. And I'm like, okay, fine. Well, he's never mentioned this movie. And I really don't want him to watch this movie because I haven't seen it. And if I haven't seen it or Daddy hasn't seen it, then it's a no-go. But anyway, he says, oh, no, Mom, I haven't seen it. I've just seen a few clips on YouTube. And we talked about it in class. I'm like, you talked about it in class? Now remember, we're studying for this test. And the movie title is in his sentence. And along with Kim Kardashian and a few other things. They're trying to relate it to real life. I get it. But I was also scratching my head like, could we talk about a few other different things? Anyway, the things, you know, kids say the darndest things. I'm just saying. Well, so when they were talking about it in class, he said, well, yeah, my teacher actually asked me if I was scared to watch it. And he said, well, no, because if you use your logic, you know a clown can't do that. Now, whatever scene they were talking about within the class, he was like, there's no way. It's not possible. It's not logical, Mom. It can't happen. You have to use your logic to know it's not true. Kids say the darndest things. Well, his teacher was impressed how he could understand how not to be afraid, how not to be fearful. He hadn't even seen the movie, just a few clips. And if you've seen the clip of It, you know that, well, maybe you don't want to be watching that. So you understand that fear part. But now I got to remove myself here and not be the mom. I've got to be the coach. And the coach in me asked him, well, do you really understand what you're doing here? When you said that you use logic to know that it's not possible, that it's not true. And he paused for a minute. He goes, yeah, I get it. And so we talked about it a little bit. You see, he took his knowledge to discount his fear. And when you discount your fear, you minimize the fear. Therefore, you can move forward. You can look past the fear. The fear what? It doesn't hold you back. Kids say the darndest things. It's pretty incredible. So here we're studying vocabulary, and all of a sudden, it's this lightning bulb that comes up on him and me, and I'm like, we got to write this down. This is going in an episode, hence the episode today. Kids say the darndest things. How do you handle your fears? Maybe it's Friday, and it's just the third day of the month, and you're already wondering how you're going to pay some of those bills that are due at the end of the month because you've spent most of what you needed already at the beginning of the month. Fears can hold us back. Fears can keep us from moving forward. But as my son would say, well, if you use logic to discount your fear, then you have nothing to be fearful of. Something so simple. Which is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Discredit your fear. Discredit your fear. Very simple, but not easy. So let's break it down into three simple steps. Number one, use your knowledge. We all are very bright individuals. God did not create individuals that don't have a head on their shoulders. I mean, we do. But what happens? Oh, we get stuck in our daily to-dos, whatever is our habits, the things that just come to our mind where we don't have to put a lot of effort into it. But when we have to think logically and start to break things down, that means what? We have to use our knowledge. So use your knowledge, number one. Number two, when you use your knowledge, then you can understand the root of the fear. And when you understand the root of the fear, what? You can move past it, number three. So simple. Little did my son know that he was going to solve a problem of fear with the movie It. Go figure. I mean, seriously, a clown? Okay, I haven't seen the movie. And like I said before, don't ask me for a review. And I don't plan on seeing the movie. So if you're thinking about sending me an email, yeah, just don't, because I'm not the movie buff when it comes to scary things. So we're just not going there. However, I do want you to think about your fears. Think about what scares you. On my Facebook page earlier this week, I wrote just a brief little question that said, what scares you the most in life? And I've had a few people respond to it. And so I want to throw that question to you. What scares you the most in life? It may be something really heavy. Like, it scares me that I'll die before I get to see my grandchildren. Or it may be that, I lose my children, a loss of my own child. I don't know that a death of my child, that I could survive that. What scares you the most in life? You see, if we take the fear and we know what it is, and we utilize our knowledge, and in my opinion, that knowledge is not just our own book knowledge. It's also our heavenly knowledge. It's combining our earthly and our heavenly knowledge. And when you have both of those, whoa, step back a moment, because that's where the magic happens. That's when God can do his work. And that's when you can begin to understand the root of your fear. When you understand the root of your fear, you remove fear from it. It's not so fearful. It's not so scary. That doesn't mean that you like what you have to go through, but you can accept it, or you can make steps to get through it and to get past it so you can move on to what you really want to be doing. Life isn't easy. If everything was about being easy, none of us would be where we are today, because we wouldn't have fought through fears, the stuff that scares us the most, to be where we are today. In fact, we may not even be here. Think about it. Way back when women were delivering children, complication after complication after complication. Yet we still bear children. You know there was a fear factor. Why? Because women die during childbirth. And not only did the mother die, but sometimes then the child would die. Well, you have other moms around. Why did they decide to continue to have children or try themselves? Because there was something more. There was something beyond the fear. Hence the logic, the earthly logic plus the heavenly logic. Understand the root of the fear, then you can move past the fear. Our children can be very wise. We just have to listen. Kids say the darndest things, don't they? And here, it's all coming from a movie called It in a Classroom. But hopefully this It is going to be your reminder that you don't have to be afraid of the It, the fear itself. Because God has given you more power and more grace. When you've got God on your side, whew, watch out. Because nothing is impossible. I don't know what fears you're facing right now. And when you think about answering that question, what scares you the most in life? Maybe you want some help with that. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. Maybe you just need to talk to someone. You need someone beside your best friend that you talk to every other day, or your spouse. You need someone who is removed from your situation. You want to be heard from a different perspective. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Let me be that listening ear for you. And let's just talk. And let's begin to figure out maybe right where you are, so you can move past the fear and begin living out the journey that God has been directing you towards. I guess I got to be pretty proud. It's not like a confession day where I'm really an upset mama, because I'm not. My son really made me proud. He listens. He's a deep thinker, which actually sometimes that scares me, because when your kids are thinking deep at their young age, then you know it's only going to get deeper the older they get. But we all need to be deep thinkers. We all need to put a little bit of effort behind our thoughts. Our thoughts are powerful. And our thoughts actually can be the ones that lead to our fears. So discredit your fear. Use your knowledge. Understand the root of the fear, so you can move past that fear. Because when you do that, nothing is impossible. Go out and have an amazing weekend. Enjoy some fresh air, because you know what? Pretty soon, I bet you that snow's coming. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.